I say rats in diapers, that's to be taken literally. It's for the sake of truth that one makes one's grandmother ride a giraffe, or one does not. Charles Simic.
Christopher Citrow's poetry has been published in a number of print and online journals, including, most recently, Permafrost, the Cincinnati Review, Burnside Review, and online at Jukid. He won the 2006 Langston Hughes Creative Writing Award for poetry and has been nominated for a Pushcart Prize. He is currently a student in the MFA program at IU. Welcome to the Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander. You've got to love Charles Simic. Christopher, read to us, please.
Thank you, Jenny. This first poem is called You Can Always Buy a New Dress. It's like what they tell you to do if your dress catches on fire. Stop, drop, and roll. Stop, don't pick up the phone. Drop, hit the floor. Do like a corpse does, but then roll. Roll like you did when you were a kid and all innocent and happy and you whirled around the house, steamrolling until you puked. Then keep rolling. Even if you knock over furniture, roll until you hit a wall, then roll in the other direction. Keep this up until the thought of calling your ex-boyfriend to see if he might want to come over or something for some coffee or something falls right out of your head. This is called Cowboys Won't Cut It Anymore. The day after the circus came to town, it suddenly disappeared. One minute there was a sweet-smelling cloud floating over Main Street, citizens pointing to the sky, taking deep breaths, scowling, but taking more deep breaths, and then there was nothing again. The same nothing there always was. Tom Bradley tried to cheer us all up by pointing at the neon sign above his five and dime, the moving image of a cowboy taking off his hat and then putting it back on again, but no one bought it. We were a people used to living without lions and cotton candy. Then we got used to living with lions and cotton candy. Then we had to get used to nothing again. This is called Preparing Phoenix for Dinner. We threw open our door, and it walked right into the kitchen. We threw open the oven. It stepped inside. We turned it on to 450, and we heard a cooing and murmurs. When we eat, we'll lose our tongues. Then we'll grow new tongues, better ones. And this is called Free Verse. He kept sneaking into supermarkets to write poetry on the fresh fruit. He used a magic marker to write stanzas on the apples stacked in pyramids, on piles of heavy oranges. A ballpoint pen will work on some cantaloupes. Not above the use of a stencil, he'd spray paint especially poetic words on the strawberries and cherries. Abscond fits nicely on an apricot. Scirocco can be placed along the stem of a banana and the average shopper won't know the difference. Until she gets home, that is. Then the questions come. Why an elegy on my mango? Why a formal rhyme scheme for the coconut? Calls to the service department ensue. Then he has to be even more sneaky in order to pull it off again. Once a stock boy caught him by his collar and said, "Dude, what do you think you're doing with that limerick and that kiwi? You are so busted." After pushing a specially installed alarm button with his sneakers, the stock boy looked down at his clenched fist. Instead of a collar, he held a few strips of cloth and a tattered page of Emily Dickinson. All hail the smooth criminals who walk amongst us.
You've been listening to poetry by Christopher Citrow on The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander.